10-minute speaker is Jackson from Escondido.
Want some Rodney Dangerfield?
That's a good-looking crowd. Now I know why tigers eat their young. So I'm an alcoholic. My name is Jackson. And I'm a real alcoholic. In the chapter to the wives, it talks about the four kinds of alcoholics. I'm like number three, which is pretty bad, you know. But I'm also described in the book where it talks about if you find that you can't not drink, or if you find that when you drink you can't control the amounts you drink, that's me, because I'm a professional barfer. Every time I drink, I have a hiatal hernia and bad teeth from throwing up. Every time I drink, I throw up because I just pour it down my throat, you know. I don't know if that makes me an alcoholic. If you take the alcohol away, then I have the behavior that's described in the book. You know, I'm like a tornado roaring through lives, you know. I only got 10 minutes, so I can't really get wound up, but I could, you know, I could tell you a few stories of stuff I did drinking and in sobriety where you go, okay, yeah, we got a special spot for you in the corner. I want to welcome you if you're new or newer, whether you identified yourself or not. Alcoholics Anonymous has changed my life and continues to change my life. And to me, AA is like a garden. You know, if I just throw the seeds out there and don't water it and don't pick the weeds and don't tend that thing, then that's the kind of sobriety I get. But if I plant the seeds carefully and I water it and I feed it and tend that garden, and I've done it both ways. And you're more than welcome to try for yourself. I can't convince anybody of anything here, and that's not my job, you know. I'm going to cut through a whole lot of the early stuff because I think I got about 7.78 minutes left. So suffice it to say that at 14 on December 31st, 1973, I was 14 years old. I took a drink of Jim Beam, and I was off and running. I stole that bottle of whiskey out of the garage because my old man had cases of it. He was a business rep for a union, and he got cases of booze around Christmas time. It was very convenient for me because out of all those cases of booze, he didn't miss that bottle. So I took it to the neighbor's house. Their parents were in Las Vegas. We downed that. When that was gone, we hit the bar and did the old little bit of everything, you know, because we didn't want any one bottle to be gone. And somewhere around 2:30 in the morning, I was praying to the porcelain god in the bathroom heaven, and I loved every minute of it. Within about 10 months, at 15, I had gotten into high school, and I decided that I wasn't going to go to high school anymore because I needed to drink. And I was stealing from my parents, people in the neighborhood, whatever I could do to get money so that I could buy booze. And my parents put up with that for a couple of years and booted me when I was 18, and that started a 14-year career of basically being a worthless, homeless bum. I never got married. I didn't go to college. I didn't finish high school. I rode a skateboard around. I had all my clothes in a hefty garbage bag. I had holes in my shoes. I learned to cut cardboard, put it in the bottom of my shoe, so it wouldn't wear out my one pair of nasty old socks. And that's how I lived. You know, I'd get work once in a while. You know, my dad would give me a job as a painter, and I'd work for a couple months, maybe rent a room. But I knew when I rented that room that sooner or later I was going to get booted because I couldn't pay the rent, because drinking was more important to me. You know, I had my priorities straight. So fast forward to 32, I crawl into the step house in Lacadia. I've had enough, and I get sober. I meet this beautiful lady that's my wife that's going to be your main speaker tonight. We're like AA, the AA poster couple, April and Jackson. And, you know, we had a home. I got a truck, which was a real novelty for me at 33, and I haven't ridden a skateboard most of my life. We built a life of sobriety in Alcoholics Anonymous. And fast forward about 17, 18 years, I started getting to the point where I figured I had this licked. You know, I'd taken the steps a bunch of time. I had sponsored guys. I knew what was going on here. I had good sobriety. It didn't start off that way, but it got that way in my later years. And by the time I was 19 and a half years sober, I told her one day, I said, you know, I think I can have two drinks and stop. And I took a 20-year cake, and there was like 12 people at the party at a place where in our group there's usually about 100. you know, because I wasn't going to meetings. Nobody wanted to come and celebrate my 20 years. And then that was June 27th, 2011. And then fast forward about 3.5 months more, I'm a musician, and I've played professionally, and I was in a band, and we had a gig, and, you know, all the local musicians up on the North Coast, man, if you can get to play the Belly Up, like, that's the pinnacle, you know, because all your friends come. So I'm playing a gig at the Belly Up. It's a Saturday night gig. We're the headliners. We sell out, and all my friends and family are there. And I got loaded. I got loaded, and I'm up on stage going, I don't know if I can play this song. And I stayed out for a while, came back, got 2 years. I did not want to be here because the sting to my ego of having 20 years and losing it was more than I could bear. I just couldn't. I could not swallow that. People go, what was it like to drink after 20 years? And I tell them, I'm going to cuss a little bit here. I tell them, well, it's kind of like eating a shit sandwich with humble pie for dessert. That's as near as I can get to it. I went back out again. I came back at 7 months. I did not want to be here. Same thing. I couldn't stand it. And I went out again. And that time I stayed out 3.5 years and I couldn't get sober. I couldn't get back. You know, I'd been sober from my first meeting. I used to make fun of people that relapse. I used to make fun of people. I'm mean. That's what my wife says. You're mean. I make fun of people. I see people take dirty tokens. I go, what a jerk. Why would you even bother? Why would you come to a meeting loaded? A guy told me one time, this old man, so there was a guy drunk in the meeting, and somebody goes, that guy's drunk. And Gene said, well, where do you think he should be other than an AA meeting? Yeah, right? You know, and I took a dirty token, and I came to meetings loaded, and I was like, oh. You know, I look back on that, and so my sobriety date this time is April 7th, 2017. I have 828 days, and yes, I count them. And really, it's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault. You know, I got a loving God in my life that kind of grabbed me by the back and shook me like a little dog, and I got sober. And one of the things I never got the first time around was how to do this one day at a time. You know, I just didn't get the concept. You know, my wife says, you're a really dumb, smart guy. No, you're the smartest dumb guy I know. That's what it is. And there's truth to it. You know, I do the deal. I had two guys at my house today going through the book. You know, we just went through We Agnostics today, and they're getting ready to do a fourth and a fifth step. I sponsor three guys. I have a sponsor. His name is Bill McGraw. He's got 37 years. Sorry about the last name. Bill M. And he's got 37 years of sobriety. And I've learned so much from him. But the one thing I like to pass on, he's going to give me the 2 minutes, is Bill had this guy that sponsored him named Tony, and Tony's dead now, but I had the privilege of meeting him in Orange County where Bill got sober. And Tony used to tell new guys about when you come in here about changing, and one of the things he suggested was, instead of coming in here and saying, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, we say, you bet, you know, and that's what I try to do. And I'm far from perfect. Ask anybody who knows me, and there's several of them here. But I stay sober. I do it one day at a time. I have all the things I need. I have a power greater than myself I can do business with. I go to meetings. I have a big book. I read it every day. Go look on my Facebook because I post a paragraph every day. I don't do that to brag. I do that because I've had my ass dragged through the coals. And I've had a gun in my mouth so many times I can't count them this before I got sober this last time. Just dying for the nerve to pull the trigger. That's not living. You know, I live now, and I don't live perfectly, but I do it one day at a time, you know. The other things, you know, service, 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 you know, try to be of service as much as I can. And, you know, it's working. And that's why I say it's not my fault. I told those guys today that I sponsor, I said, you have no idea how high I get from when you guys come over. When you leave my house, like I walk like this, I start going right off the ground. You know, and that's not me. I'm too cool for that stuff, you know. But the truth is the rock gut, rock bottom, real AA stuff we do here, primary purpose, has changed my life and turned me into a much happier man than I ever was. It is an amazing program, and all I can tell you if you're new is give yourself a break, give this an honest try. Try to have an open mind about certain concept, you know, the God thing. Hey, if God scares you out of here, you can bet your ass that Jack Daniels will scare your ass right back in. You know, that's the best I could hope for you. Thank you so much.